Ask Catherine. Dear Catherine, in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan described in a speech to the UN how the people of the world would all come together if we were told that there was an alien superpower that we were all being threatened by. Do you think that the powers that be might utilize this approach to tell us about all of the black budget projects they've been involved in to get us to unite in unison behind everything they'll then be telling us to do? I don't see the conditions appropriate to do something like that right now, although certainly the last 10 years of alien movies from Hollywood would certainly lead you to believe that that's the plan. I think the challenge right now is that the U.S. government's institutional credibility is deep, is just very, very low, and I have a hard time imagining how they would pull something like that off, so I think it's unlikely. It would take too much coordination globally between all the governments of the globe. Dear Catherine, I'm an upstate New York resident and wanted to introduce myself and my creative work to you before the anticipated luncheon in New York. And then she describes several videos that she sent. Each is approximately 5 minutes long. I'm a writer and performance artist. I take on topics such as big pharma, predatory banking, even transhumanism. I often use the moniker Some Woman and enjoy bookings at festivals, gallery opens, and prose and poetry readings. The first performance is a dark comedy. Here's a 5-minute piece on the pharmaceutical industry. Here's one on predatory banking, which I absolutely loved, and you can find it up on the website this week. It's really wonderful. I also write a lot of prose and spoken word. My husband and I produced a rock opera, A Wall Street Odyssey. The soundtrack garnered exuberant reviews from Vanity Fair, Chronogram, and Keyboard magazine in spite of our angle of truth-telling. I know my husband also plans to share some of his music videos with you before the subscriber lunch. They have lyrics you might find particularly entertaining, genre, creative rock, pop. But again, only if you have time, etc. And we wanted to let you know we're coming to the gathering. Anyway, the New York event just has an incredible group of people coming. So if you're coming, you will meet our performance artist. And as I said again, the predatory lending one is up on the blog. It's very good. Check it out. Very funny. Someone asked, what are your thoughts on bond funds? I know there are hundreds out there. You can't give specific advice, but can you give a general opinion? We're coming into a turn in the bond market. Nobody knows when, but if interest rates start to rise, it's going to be, it'll be rough on bonds. So here's what you want to understand when you look at bond funds. Clearly what you care about are credit and performance histories and quality. One way to do that is to look at the Morningstar ratings of a bond fund. Just stick with bond funds that have a 4- and 5-star rating. I don't always agree with Morningstar, but it is one way to keep it simple. And they're fairly good at recognizing funds that have had very good performances in their class. One thing you can do with any bond fund is compare it to the ETF index fund for that particular kind of thing to see how it performs against it. When interest rates rise, what happens is you tend to lose more value the longer the maturity of the bond. So when you look at a bond fund, you want to consider duration. Duration, think of that as the essentially the average maturity of all the bonds together. And one way to avoid principal loss if interest rates should rise is to stay with intermediate or short durations. One of the reasons we're concerned about credit issues right now is we run the risk of real liquidity problems in the bond market because there's been such a downsizing of dealers and inventories in that area. And so you want to stick with high quality bonds that, or funds that keep a fairly high credit, so that there is a fair amount of credit quality, and you won't have liquidity problems. Be careful not to take currency risk unless you're prepared to take it because you can get fairly wide swings. So I tend to stick, you know, at times like this with bond funds that are operating or denominated in dollars and really don't take currency risk unless you're prepared to take it and understand what you're doing. Or you have an active manager who understands what he's doing and it's clear. That's what you want to do. So again, I would stick with Morningstar 4 or 5 ratings and with something with sort of the intermediate or shorter durations and very high credit quality. Dear Catherine, I came across this article that I thought was very interesting and wanted to share it with you. The article describes a secret meeting held in Los Angeles in 1991 where music industry executives were told of the plan to privatize their prisons and how they were going to be given ground floor opportunities to invest in the system. Their job in the process, though, would be to make rap music where it's much more violent, thereby corrupting our citizens and sending more of them to prison. I've read that story before. I don't know if it's true. It certainly could be. It certainly fits the facts of what I saw and experienced. And yes, it was a decision coming top down and backed by a major force. The scariest thing that I saw was how many people went along with it and thought it was a great way to make money. And essentially what they were told is this is how things were going to go, and the big money was in, and if they went along, they'd make a lot of money. And everybody was like, oh, this is great. We're going to make a lot of money. Springtime with Hitler. It was pretty scary. So I don't know if that story is true. It could be. It could be false. There's no way to tell. But, if you look at the phenomena described, that's what happened, and that's how the music was engineered to go along.